Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to The Man's Voice here on this post-presidential election day. Or, well, there was a lot of other people elected too, but that was the most important. But we are glad you're here. The panel's all here. We're all ready to go. I want to say hello to the panelists, and we'll just start off with hellos, and then we'll get into your thoughts on the election because, you know, there are a lot of things to think about. One is, yes, that we have a president-elect and a vice president-elect, but the Federal Election Commission has yet to certify the election. Now, if they don't certify the election, that gives the incumbent a chance to come up with all of the other reasons why this election shouldn't be certified. So let's talk about all of these things, and let's move on. Let me ask, how are you feeling, Bruce?
I knew you were going to ask me first. I just knew it. First of all, who's on? Me, hey, David, Don, I heard. Ron, are you there?
Ron is here.
Yeah, I said hi. I said hi, Bruce.
Oh, did you? I'm sorry. How about Darius and Michael?
Yeah, Michael's here. How's everybody doing? I'm here.
All right. And Jeremiah.
Jeremiah's here. Say hello, Jeremiah.
Oh, great. Okay. All right. All right. What do I think? Okay. Independent, leaning right. Of course, I wanted the current president, Mr. President Trump, to win. So, yes, I was disappointed. However, I might say a few things you might be surprised to hear from me. I thought whether we want to debate on whether the timing is right or not or whatever, as David said, they're both president and vice president-elect right now. Not official, but it sure looks like that's where it's going to go. And it sounded, I've heard from both general TV sources and others that it might be 2 to 3 weeks before everything sorts itself out between counting and possible court cases and all of that. So in a way, I think that's good because it won't be a long time. And then they will either all at once or however they do it, they'll certify each state's results, and that will decide, make it official. Having said that, I don't think I'm not going to say yes or no on timing last night, but Joe came across pretty good last night, I thought, as far as what he wanted to say. The interesting thing for me is, will the Senate stay with the Republicans to, as I heard some say, which was an interesting comment, to allow Joe Biden to do what he really wants to do versus being pushed too far by the radical left. I thought that was an interesting comment. So that's yet to be found out, too. So, you know, I wonder where Biden really is in his mindset, whether he's more conservative than he was allowed to let everybody believe or what. And only time will tell us. What do you guys think in that regard?
All right, Don, you want to jump in?
Certainly. I feel good today, gentlemen. Today is a great day in the neighborhood, like Mr. Rogers would say. And Bruce and Darius, I love you, brothers, and I think it's time for healing. And I want to say this, too. You can't be what you can't see. You can't be what you can't see. We got a righteous man that has gone through so much pain. I'm talking about President-elect Biden. He's uniquely qualified for such a time as this, based on what he's gone through. And then we got a woman, the mother of the universe, now has a chance to help the man, be the last person in the room when major decisions are made. A woman of Asian African, Indian, Jamaican, and a black diaspora. Wow, the backbone to democracy. Kamala Harris. Man, what a awesome combination. And it was prepared by God for such a time as this. Like I said before, gentlemen, America has a heart problem. And hopefully we'll get a chance to deal with this heart problem, because now the people have spoken, the people, the vote, the democratic system, and to confirm God's word. God has full authority, but he uses his people to confirm his word. Over 7 million Americans voted in this election. Man, 70 million Americans, black Americans, Latin Americans, young people showed up like overwhelming numbers. Milwaukee, over Wisconsin, Detroit, Saginaw, Flint, Detroit showed up. Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, man, they showed up. And then young people, they showed up like never before. You know, we're seeing a switch, something that happened years ago when Hoover was in. When Hoover was in, he messed up the economy, messed up everything, and Roosevelt came in. We needed lack of leadership, and that's what we got now. You know, the pandemic is here. It's crazy. We've gone through maybe 10 million cases that have gone on, and then you know, we got people dying. You know, he said it was a hoax, mismanagement. And then today on the golf course, after building a wall around the White House, come on, man. We got a problem. COVID-19 can be corrected, and I think the White House is making plans to get that corrected now. And then we got this check and balance, like Bruce said, with the three systems of government. With the check and balance, I think President Biden has the ability to compromise and play both sides and go in and out among both sides. You know, our new vice president elect and vice president elect Harris, you know, they're praying that they can deal with the epidemic. That's the first thing they got to do, is deal with that epidemic. Then repair the economy, and then eliminate the racial divide in this country and the health disparities. You know, more is going to be revealed, but I like the theme of unity. Man, we're on the right track. Let's work together and get America the crown jewel that it's been looked at before across the country and across this world. It's a happy day, gentlemen. I'm okay. I'm good.
All right. Darius, what are your thoughts on the election?
I agree with Bruce, man. I think Joe Biden gave an awesome delivery the other night. I think it's a little bit premature, because I don't believe it's over by any stretch. But having said that, I disagree with my brother Don on the us. Now it's time to heal and get rid of the racial divide. And we don't have that. There's no healing that needs to be done, because what a lot of this stuff is happening has been perpetrated by the media, or perpetuated by the media. Excuse me. So I think it's a sad day in a sense. I'm happy. I'm getting an echo or reverb or something. Okay, so I'm happy that over, you know, it was actually 140 million, wasn't it? Not 70, it was almost 140 million.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So I think that's awesome. But what's sad about it is a lot of them voted misinformed. And I think it's really tragic that we live in a society now where the media is shaping and forming opinions, and refusing to report, you know, everything that's going on with the candidate that they either support or they don't support. And they're doing a major injustice to the American public. Now, what I find very interesting about this election is on all those key states, those last five or six states that came in, Donald Trump was up. I mean, it wasn't even close. When you look at people who voted in person, people who had come in and verified registrations and signatures, people that actually showed up, he was leading and it wasn't even close. It would have been a landslide. But then all of a sudden, we've got all of these mail-in ballots that come floating in. And then there's this big sway from being up a million votes, 500,000, 600,000 votes, to being down 10,000, 5,000. That to me seems very, very fishy. Because if you have a trend in a state where people are voting for a candidate, that trend doesn't flip-flop that way. Even if you say, okay, well, more Democrats sent mail-in. Yeah, but not that much. You had some precincts where Joe Biden had 100% mail-in votes. It just so happened to be the mail-in votes are the ones that aren't verified. Or some states, they do verify signatures, but some states don't even want you to look at the signature. And then you got a lack of transparency by kicking the Republican overseers from out of the voting precincts. So I would be I'm not saddened by the fact that Trump lost. I'm saddened by the way the media and some of these Democratic precincts played this whole thing out. They did a terrible disservice to our country, and I think if people had things were done differently, I would be just as ecstatic as my brother Don is. But we'll wait and see. I'm not saddened, like I said, by the fact that Biden won, but I'm really saddened by the process and how the media has manipulated the public and how nobody is questioning, you know, the tactics because it's their guy. But what we all need to realize is it's not always going to be your guy. So that's why you want things to be up and above board. Because you may be the one the next time, your candidate may be the one next time that gets his stories covered up or that gets 97% negative press. And the other guy is doing all of these bad deals and side deals, and that stuff goes unreported. So I don't know how we're going to fix it, but we have to. Now, this election shows proof, though, and evidence. Like, everybody keeps talking about the racial divide and America is racist. Look at all the black people and women that got elected in this session. Don just got through talking about Kamala Harris. But we also have black representatives, black senators. We had a two-term black president before that. When are we going to stop talking about, oh, this country is racist? Every election, we're proving that America is a diverse nation. Just look at the votes. Just look at the ballots. Look at the representatives and the senators, and you'll see that.
I think the question is, those areas where there were black representatives, weren't they supporting the people that lived in those areas? So those areas only voted for the people of the nationality that they were representing. So you're by saying that it's not racist because minorities pick minorities to represent themselves, I think is kind of outside the box. But anyway, Michael, what are your thoughts?
Hold on, David, can I respond to that real quick? I disagree with that because if you look at states like South Carolina, Kentucky, these people elected. South Carolina had two black senators running against one another, one Republican, one Democrat. South Carolina is overwhelmingly a Republican, and it's a white majority white state. Kentucky is. Louisiana is. Kentucky, Louisiana. These people elected black people. So that's not true that it's only minority districts that are electing these people. Minnesota, you got your first black Minnesota congressman, black woman. That's overwhelmingly white. So
Darius,
I have
you have you keep negating the fact that you had people of color show up disproportionately because of the past 4 years. A lot of them
well,
set
no,
out.
Well, no, you had the last, Donald Trump had the largest. Donald Trump had the largest black vote. He had the largest. Donald Trump had the largest. More blacks voted for Donald Trump than any other Republican ever. Don, no other Republican got as many minority votes as Donald Trump has. He increased his margin on black vote.
That's not what I'm saying, sir. Listen, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying in the last election, a lot of people of color set out that election and did not vote. This election, disproportionately, more people of color showed up. More Latins showed up, more women showed up, more youth showed up, and more people of color showed up. This was the biggest election in American history as far as numbers were concerned.
More people showed up, period, from all genres. More people voted ever than before in all genres.
All right, I'm trying to get Michael in. Michael, what are your thoughts?
Oh, yeah, thank you. And hi to everybody on the panel. It's a beautiful, beautiful day in America. For the first time in 5 years, I can honestly say that I am proud, very proud to be an American once again. And I'm proud because America defeated evil. Once again, now, I wasn't around during the Second World War, but my grandfather, may he rest in heaven, was, and he always told me stories about the Second World War and how they defeated evil. They defeated Hitler. And for me to be living through a time where I can say that I lived in an era where we defeated evil is such a good feeling. So I am proud to be an American right now today. Once again, we defeated evil, and it was the black vote that helped defeat evil. That's what really makes me excited, because we took Georgia and flipped it to blue, and that was because of the large African-American turnout in Atlanta. Philadelphia and Pennsylvania is what called the race, and it's because of the large African-American turnout in Philadelphia. Michigan, the large turnout of African-Americans in Detroit. And Joe Biden said yesterday, that was so beautiful if you guys saw his speech, where he said, the African-American community has always had my back, and I promise you I will have yours. And Kamala Harris is going to hold his feet to the fire to make sure he makes good on his debt to the black community. So I got to be honest, I'm very, very excited for the future of this country and where things are going. But to Darius, to your points, where you said that so many of the voters were misinformed, I agree with you on that one. 70 million people voted for Donald Trump. They were so misinformed. They were so misinformed to go out and vote for that guy. So I do agree with you on that. And the Republicans tried very hard, Darius, to stop people from coming out to vote. So for you as a Republican to sit here and taunt and wave the flag and say that, oh, so many more people came out to vote. Yeah, but you didn't want so many people to come out and vote. The Republicans did everything they could to try to oppress the vote and move mailboxes and stop the vote. So please don't try to take credit for all the people coming out to vote. They came out to vote because they wanted to vote and shut down evil. And they did, and I'm proud to be an American right now.
All right, what about Ron? What are your thoughts?
Thank you, David. And I have to agree with my liberal friends here, even though sometimes I lean more centrist. But, you know, I'll take it even one step further. It's not just a great day in the neighborhood or America. I say it's a great day for the world, really. You know, just if you just look at you know, the fact that we're rejoining the Paris Accord, and climate change is going to be at the forefront again, front and center. To me, that's a very important issue and the number one issue that I voted for Biden. So I'm very happy about that. But before I say my general comments, I do want to address three things, Darius, that you said. Which the first one about the media manipulating the public, that really bothers me, because I'm a journalist by trade. Yes, I can't disagree that sometimes the media is a bit liberal, but you know what? I'm kind of tired of hearing that the media is so liberal, because there's a lot of people with money out there. Why don't the Republicans go out and form their own television broadcast stations and radio stations and you know, slant the other way? So, you know, just that's all I have to say about that. And in terms of the fraud, you know, the widespread fraud, I agree, you know, let the president have his days in court. You know, as I think it was Bruce has said, it might take a couple of weeks, maybe 3 weeks, as long as it's before January 20th. Let every single vote be counted. Let them be inspected, because I know what the end result is still going to be the same. Biden and Harris will win by a huge margin. In fact, the popular vote, I think, is at least more than 4 million right now over Trump and Pence. So, but, you know, let him have his days in court, and we shall see. And by the way, if there is widespread fraud, you know, the Senate is the majority Republican. Why haven't they said anything? Why are they, you know, standing by idly and not defending the president and coming out and saying, you know, yes, there is widespread fraud? I haven't seen that. So to me, that tells me that they don't believe that there is widespread fraud. But, you know, it was a great speech. It was unifying. You know, I think he did a great job. You know, it's the first step in bringing what's, you know, really, really divided nation together. I hope, you know, families come together again. You know, my brothers and I, one of them I've already spoken to and we're okay. The other one is not talking to me right now, but that's okay too. Eventually, I hope we will, you know, be a family again. But, you know, it's a great day. I think, the other thing I wanted to say, you know, it was interesting to me that there were so many split votes. And what I mean by that is that there were a lot of conservatives, okay, who voted for Republican senators and representatives, but they voted for Biden. And I'm sure you all heard that already. So to me, that tells me that this was really a referendum on Donald Trump and his lack of leadership and, frankly, the disgust that so many people have about the way he's handled the pandemic. Thank God that I think they said tomorrow he's going to create his coronavirus task force, which I think will be a great thing, because we're not obviously headed in the right direction. We're headed in the opposite direction, in a very bad direction with the coronavirus and winter coming on now. But, you know, Biden and Harris are going to start rebuilding our partnerships around the world with our allies that have been, you know, so dismayed during the past 4 years. In fact, I don't even remember what country or a couple of countries I heard in the news said, "Welcome back, America." I mean, to me, that makes me like Michael said, I'm proud to be an American again.
Ron and Don, I have a question I need to ask you two. If they find whatever they're looking for, if they find, as you said, hard and fast results that some subterfuge, some hanky-panky, whatever you want to call it, is taking place in a number of states, okay, and none of it or only a little of it ends up changing enough votes to change the swing of the electoral people in a state. Let's make it easy. Let's say none of it does. Is that okay or not okay?
Can I respond?
Go ahead, Don.
What?
Okay, I'd like to respond to that first, Bruce. Bruce, what gets me is the media does projections, and all of the overwhelming projections that the media has ever done projected that Joe Biden would be the next president of the United States. Now, Joe Biden won Wisconsin. Let's just take the state of Wisconsin, for example.
No, he Don, won, Don, 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 let me Don, make, Don, let, Don, please. Just,
should I respond
just
to what
answer.
You just asked me?
I understand. I understand
let me
what
respond.
You're saying.
Bruce, hey, Bruce, well, Bruce, listen. When you ask me a question,
answer
please
you're going
allow
off in
me.
A tangent. You're going
well,
off in a tangent.
Me. Well, I was going to answer your question, but don't get upset. Just allow me to answer. You wasted my time.
Well, then answer.
Listen.
Then answer.
All right, guys.
Joe Biden won Wisconsin by over 20,000 votes, but Donald Trump demands a recount. The recount could cost us millions of dollars, Bruce. And guess who has to pay for those millions of dollars? We do. Millions of dollars we got to pay because he thinks he should have won Wisconsin. 20 million votes? Come on, Bruce.
Okay, come on, Don. Let me say something. What you're basically telling me is if it isn't enough to change the result, and because it costs so much money, we should just forget it. You couldn't be further from what is the American truth. If they find things that were subterfuge, that were done to manipulate votes, and none of them change the result in any states, that should go unpunished? You got to be crazy. That
you're
can't
talking
be
about
done.
You're talking about speculation, man. Come on, you're speculating.
No, well, yeah,
no
we don't
proof.
We don't know yet. That's why I said if. We don't know yet.
If,
you're right.
Starting to sound like the jealous ex-girlfriend who can't just accept
Jesus.
The fact that we broke up.
In other words, you guys just want to ignore it.
Why can't
you
change
the vote? That's unbelievably incredible. That's unreal.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I tell you, wait a minute, guys. Wait. I think, all we have to do then is stop counting the votes. I mean, we have somebody there who wants us to stop. So if it doesn't change the pendulum, we'll just stop counting the votes because that's the way we were told to do it. But anyway.
Can I ask Bruce?
That's
something?
Not the question
Bruce.
I asked.
Bruce,
can I
ask something?
Go ahead.
Yeah, is that Ron?
Yeah. Ron.
Is that Ron?
Yeah, that's Ron.
Go ahead, Ron.
Hypothetically speaking, if there, let's say there was fraud, there was some fraud. And by the way, this is not going to be the first election in U.S. history where there is some fraud.
Let's assume that there was fraud.
And let's assume that there was fraud in one of the tickets or one of the ballots, rather, that the person who voted elected Republican senators and representatives, but voted for Biden or no, sorry, the other way around. I had it right. That voted senators and Republican representatives, but voted for Biden. Does that count then?
Absolutely. No matter what the combination, it should still be investigated, and if it's found to be true, it should be held accountable. I couldn't agree with you more.
It's either way.
All right, wait. Let me bring this to a close. Who was that just now? Anyway, let me bring that to a close right now because there's so much more to talk about with this election, and one of the things, because the Maryland governor, who's a Republican, just came out and said that he hopes if the counts come in and the electoral committee certifies the election, and he hopes that Trump will concede the election, but he doubts it. So my question to Darius, if Trump isn't going to concede the election, how does that make you feel? I mean, what should happen? And do you think he will?
He will if he goes to court and he loses his case. He'll concede. I don't think he'll not leave the White House or try not to leave. It makes me feel good because that's what he should do. If there is an indication of widespread fraud, and that's not just Trump, that's anybody, they should have their day in court, period. And they should be able to examine those ballots. And I think earlier you said something about stop the counting. He wanted to stop the counting. He did want to stop, but not because he wanted to deny people's votes. He wanted to stop the counting until those Republican poll watchers were able to come back in and evaluate or oversee the voting process. And that's their right. That's not something that he just requested. That's a law. And so, yeah, absolutely he should go into court. If the law was violated, it needs to be discovered. It needs to be examined. It needs to be investigated.
Do you guys honestly think, with the most closely watched election probably in the history of this world, that there was fraud going on at the polling places? You know, do you honestly think that?
Why did they kick the Republican poll observers out then? Why did they tape up the windows and they had to go in and get a judge's order to let them back in? And then when they let them back in, they said, okay, you can come in, but you can't stand. You know, you got to be 10 feet away, 20 feet away, where we can't even see the ballots. Absolutely, there was fraud going on. And then, like I said earlier, when you look at the fact that all of these mail-in ballots, all of these happen to go one way, that's very, very suspect. And so, yeah, I'll go out on a limb and say that's fraud.
Mail-in ballots never be allowed anywhere. So why aren't the Republican senators coming out in defense of, you know, challenging the vote?
I think they're doing the right thing. They're sitting back because they don't have the evidence yet. So they're doing the right things. We're going to sit back. We're going to wait, see what evidence they have, let them have their day in court, and then we'll say something. But they're not coming out either way. They're not coming out and saying, oh, yeah, let's go ahead and concede either. So I don't blame them for not speaking up or saying anything at this point. We have to all just wait and let the process unfold.
And then you're right. Let the process unfold. Gentlemen, we'll always have mail-in voting. Always. And this pandemic really precipitated. It made it happen. I know I mailed my vote in because I didn't want to deal with standing in line with COVID-19. But the thing is, mail-in voting was the most popular way to vote, and he didn't want that to happen.
No, Don, that's not
true. Because there's fraud, Don. Mail-in ballot is fraudulent for the most – I mean, not – I'm sorry. Let me take that back. It is – it leaves room for massive fraud. So that's why he didn't want it. He was right, because if you look at the fact that these mail-in ballots were overwhelmingly – with these ballot dumps, you know, coming in at 2 o'clock in the morning, they were overwhelmingly ballots for Joe Biden. That's just statistically, that's impossible. Statistically,
that's because
that
the people
is
spoke.
Impossible.
The people spoke, dearest. Why can't you believe that the people spoke? How come you
can't
believe that?
To all my friends on the right, Darius, Bruce, come on, guys. You guys are intelligent. You know that the show is over. You know that the fat lady has sung. It's a wrap. You guys know that. Let's just come together as a nation and move forward. We have elected a new president. Okay, you know that. Come on, guys. Come on.
Michael,
with some dignity, please. Go out with a little dignity.
Take a breath.
All right. All right. Wait.
What is the rush?
Wait a minute.
There's a couple more weeks to finalize, as Don said, the way he did it. That was a proper registered vote, and it should be counted. No problem with that. But all he was saying is, let's make sure the ones that are counted are legal votes by whatever process that has done. And if that takes a few weeks to make sure we've got that right, based on all the vitriol we've had over the last 4 years, then what's wrong? What is the rush by trying to say, oh, no, we don't want to do that. Let's move on. Let it happen. Your guy's still probably going to win or will win if it's the right person to be elected. So what are you afraid of? You shouldn't be afraid of anything.
I think one of the main issues is the president of the United States was tweeting out and suggesting that tens of thousands of illegal ballots were being used to change the results in a lot of the key states. But tens of thousands of votes were illegally received after 8 p.m. on Tuesday, Election Day. The president tweeted that. But that's not true, because Trump's tweet is wrong. Votes received after 8 p.m. on the election day in the form of mail-in ballots are not illegal in 22 states plus the District of Columbia. And the states that he was talking about were part of the 22 states that where they got in. So he was pushing out these tweets saying everything is illegal, and they're baseless claims. He was just lying, as everyone kept saying in the news. The president is lying about all these ballots being wrong. It's not true, because he didn't have his facts right. He didn't know which states, because all the states have different times the ballots have to be in. but they're all confirming that the ballots were in. All right.
And a lot of states couldn't even open their ballots, the mail-in ballots, until after the polls were closed.
Right.
Well, and guys, David, Don, if that's part of the scenario of at least one of the situations they're going to investigate, and you know it is, that will come out in that investigation or in that check or whatever you want to call it. So I agree with you. If it's found that his tweet was in wrong and that they are valid, then they get counted. But if for some other reason they're invalid and they should not be counted, then they should be taken off.
So besides of all the golf that we've paid for, now we have to go and spend a lot of money on recounting so he can lose twice. That's what you're saying.
That's it. That's exactly right.
All right.
Well,
so,
let me put it another way then.
So you're saying because it costs a lot of money, we shouldn't investigate and find the truth. We spend trillions of dollars all the time.
No, if they're basically
you guys are beating a dead horse. That's all you're doing. You're beating a dead horse, and you know you're beating a dead horse.
No, not if I acknowledge to you already, Michael, that he'll probably win. But I don't think we should not investigate some very suspicious situations. We should investigate.
You just said the horse is probably dead, but we should beat it anyway. That's what you just said, Bruce.
No, what you're saying is
because it's not severe enough to change the result, we should forget it. That's equally as bad, Michael.
Speculation. That's why you have courts to determine if there's only speculation.
That's why you investigate to make sure
that's
it's
why
not
you investigate.
Speculation.
Come
hey,
with some evidence.
And these are the same
no
guys
evidence.
That. Wait a minute. I didn't hear you guys complaining about money on the bogus Russian investigation or on the Ukraine investigation. You were all for spending multi-millions of dollars on getting that investigation, 120-some FBI agents, and, getting Mueller, millions and millions of dollars. You guys didn't have a problem with spending that money, though, did you?
Come with some evidence on this election. See, you went off on the left. You went off on the left on me.
No, you're talking
come
about spending
backwards.
Money.
We're going
on,
forward,
on
Darius. We're not going backwards. We're going forward.
Come on,
you're
Darius.
That's a perfect example. You guys are talking about spending money on baseless investigations. You didn't say that then. So don't say it's not the same thing because it's exactly the same thing.
Come with
I have a question for you all.
Excuse me. I have a caller calling in. Sir, go ahead.
Yes, this is Frank McKinney from Virginia Beach. My question is, if the President of the United States, we call 45, if he runs the government of the United States, the FBI, the police, and the various other intelligence agencies, how is it that a state has a problem anywhere in the United States voting that he is unaware of? And how is it that he has been to court several times already and they've told him to go packing? So explain that to me, if you would, please. Thank you.
That sounds like a man with some sense to me.
A lot of sense, yes. Please
who
explain that,
that
Bruce Darius.
I'd be happy to explain it. Because the President of the United States is not over local jurisdictions. Voting happens in local precincts. He's not over that. So that's why you have that could possibly go unseen. Now, not only that, let's not make the assumption that because he's over the FBI that the FBI is going to do their due diligence. We see that didn't happen when in the Russia hoax. We see that the FBI did not do their due diligence when it came to Joe Biden and Hunter Biden's laptop. We see they didn't do their due diligence when it happened with the Ukraine thing. So what I'm saying is you have bureaucrats that run that. So presidents come and go, but you have these bureaucrats who've been in office or in their positions for 20, 30 years, and the president has no control. He has oversight, but he doesn't have local jurisdictions.
Okay, so which jurisdiction do you think should be overturned, Darius? Do you think Georgia? Like, which one was fraudulent and can be overturned and give it to Trump? Which one?
I'm not saying any of them should be overturned. I'm not saying that any of them should be overturned and given to Trump, Michael. What I'm saying is if you have claims, if you have significant claims that it should be investigated, and you guys should want it to be investigated too, because you want, if you believe that your guy won and he won fairly, you should want to remove that cloud. You should want to erase all doubt. And the fact that you're resisting, lets me know, that you're uncertain, or that you know that there was some fraud that went on. Because
no, I don't have a problem with it being out through the system. My only problem is that Stevie Wonder and everyone else can see that this is a bunch of BS, that all he's doing is kicking the can down the road. It's already been in front of a few judges, and they told him to go packing.
So
a few judges have already looked at this and said, there's no there there. So my problem is the fact that you guys just want to waste taxpayers' money, and you guys have no dignity and honor whatsoever to be gracious losers. That's my problem.
Michael, let me give you a valid.
Let me give you a valid. This seed was planted in your head. This seed was planted in your head and in your mind for months, and now it's been allowed to germinate.
And I could say the same of you, Dan. The seed was planted in your head.
I've never said that this election was going to be fraudulent. I never said that. I've never said that this election was going to be fraudulent.
Guys, let me give you one example that could be significant. It could be a deal changer. And it happened in my state. In Michigan, they found a glitch in the software or the computer program that was used that switched, and they verified this is true, switched 6,000 or 12, I'm not sure. I think it was 6 from being Republican to Democrat when they were Republican.
How is that even possible?
And they said, hold on. And they said that software package was used in more than the majority of the counties in Michigan and in up to 25 to 35 other states. Now, do the math. If it was just a portion of that, and it was indeed true, I'm not saying it is, but if it was, that would be hundreds of thousands, if not more, votes completely reversed. That is significant. That should be checked out, shouldn't it?
Bruce, you just made that up. You just made all that up.
No, I didn't. What are you talking about? It's not made up. Check the news in Michigan, my friend. It is
you
not
fabricated
made up.
It, Bruce, you fabricated that.
You did. You even said yourself, yeah, I don't know if it's true. So if you don't know if it's true, why are you saying it?
I haven't done the investigation, but they said it was a glitch in the computer program.
Come on.
Oh, man, you guys are blind with rage. You really are.
Wait a minute, guys. Let's go somewhere else. Let's go if the election is disputed by the Trump campaign, and the court says that the Electoral College results are disputed and they're going to throw it out. Who selects the President of the United States? Does anybody know?
They wouldn't throw out the whole results. They wouldn't throw it all out, David.
If they do.
The President says, let's bring the Senate in. I mean, let's bring the Supreme Court in. Why? Oh, my God.
No, that's not really. Based on the Constitution
that's
of the United States, it's Congress.
The Congress decides.
Congress would elect, and each state gets one vote.
So I think that's right.
Thank you, sir. They throw it out.
Then
we should look at the states. And then, that's going to be challenging because that's where I think the GOP is pushing for. That's where they're trying to get.
If I was a bet man, I would say that the Electoral College results for the entire country will not be thrown out. Do you guys think it will? I don't.
No, I don't think that's going to happen.
I don't think we'll ever. You know what, gentlemen? If we ever threw that out, it would be New York, Florida, California, Texas. That's what it would be. So I don't think the electrical.
Yeah, they take it state by state. I agree. It wouldn't throw the whole thing.
The popular vote will never go back in, never.
I don't think so.
Speaking of the popular vote, Donald Trump lost by 5 million. We had 70 million. Trump.
I knew that was coming from you, Michael, eventually.
Well, but of course it's coming from me, because all that shows is that the majority of the country leans left.
But,
we're a center-left-leaning country.
Not,
we are. And you Republicans are on the right. You're on the wrong side of history.
We do not elect the president based on that. We do it based on electoral college. Now, if they eventually want to change it to popular vote, then that shortchanges a lot of the states that don't have the high population. That wouldn't be fair to them. You're not one of those states, either am I. But the ones out, so a lot of them out west, they would be short-sheeted. That's not fair to them.
No, I got to be honest. I appreciated the Electoral College this go-around. I really did. I appreciated it this go-around. I must say that.
Good.
I used to really hate the Electoral College, but after watching it this go-around up close and personal, I do appreciate it. Because it wouldn't you're right, Bruce, it would only disenfranchise those in the middle.
That's right.
And
that's right.
The states on California and New York would just pick the president every time if it was not for the Electoral.
Yeah, and that's not fair either. You're right. You're right.
I agree with that.
Well, gentlemen, I'm just glad to say this.
What Michael said, I'm
glad that
I'm glad
that God is not Democratic or Republic. He's not in charge of red states or blue states, and
he's in charge of the truth.
God has spoken.
And we're going to say Michael.
I was going to say what Michael said is so indicative of the Democratic Party. Y'all missed what he said, too. He said, this time, I like the Electoral College. So with Democrats and liberals, they don't really care about fairness or the Constitution, only when it benefits their guy. So that's what I was saying earlier. So, yeah, this time it's okay because your guy won. But when Trump won on the Electoral College, we're talking about, oh, we need to get rid of it. They need to throw it out.
That's
pretty much the way the left handles everything. That's why this thing to me is a problem, because on this voting, if the claims were coming from Joe Biden and Trump had claimed victory, you guys would be screaming at the top of your lungs to take it to court and find out what's going on. Because it's
okay, let me respond to that.
You don't care.
Let me respond to that, because he mentioned my name. So you're saying we're being like the Republicans who said you shouldn't pick a Supreme Court justice in an election year and then turn around and pick the Supreme Court justice in
That's a totally different thing. But you did.
Oh.
You did pick one. Obama did. Wait a minute.
Obama
did pick one. He picked Merritt.
Yeah, he's done it.
What are you talking about?
He's done it.
He did it. What are you talking about? Obama nominated Merritt. It's just that the Republican Senate wouldn't take it up. But it doesn't mean that he didn't do it. So what are you talking about, Michael? He did the same thing.
No, I'm talking about the fact that when it's in your favor, it's okay, but when it's not in your favor, it's not okay. That's just the point
when the media, when the laws or the Constitution is being violated, and if it's for your guy because you hate Trump, it's okay. We'll let that slide. But if it's against your guy, you know, now all of a sudden, you know, it's something that's a okay thing. And so even like earlier you said, oh, yeah, today is a great day in America. We can heal the race. You're saying it's a great day because your guy won. Now all of a sudden racism is going to go away, or there's not going to be a racial divide anymore. That's not control from the president's level. You can't say this is the first time ever I'm proud to be American. Nothing's happened yet. So why are you proud? Nothing changed in 48 hours. So why all of a sudden now are you proud? You're proud because your guy won. And that's not the way we should all think, guys. We should look at the Constitution as our foundation, and it should be strictly abided to in order for us to have a more perfect union, no matter who's in charge. If somebody breaks the law, if it's your guy or my guy, they should be held accountable, period. That's how we keep a strong nation.
All right, wait a minute, guys. Okay, hold on one second. We got when you hear that music now, that's sports time. We only got 10 minutes left in the show.
Ah, we don't want sports time today.
You can go
all
day,
not today. Come on now, of all days.
Come on. Election too.
Come on, Spencer. Anything you want to talk about for about a couple of minutes, and we'll get back.
Hey, David, where's your music?
Yeah, I want to talk about how excited also that Biden won today. I mean, won yesterday.
And I really want to talk about a couple points that everybody else made. I think, and I guess I agree with Darius in a sense of, I want to say that I think the country wanted to go more towards a more unified country, and I think that's why Biden won, because I think he wanted the popular vote because everybody wants to go towards a more unified country, and I think that's what they see in him, and I think they actually see a legitimate president that's not gonna say all these crazy things. I don't think people want to hear all these all the time. They want someone who could be a little bit more presidential and not cause a lot of racial divides, a lot of this, a lot of that.
Well, wow.
Well, do you think the press will stop the racial divide kind of stuff too, because they'll have Joe to talk about. So I would think that will stop, won't it?
Okay, so you're.
Well, I don't think it's the press
is, I don't think it's going to be as far out there like that. I don't think people would feel empowered to always act a certain way, if you understand what I'm saying, like act so racial, because even though it's been
there.
I just think these last 4 years is on a bigger level. I think the president endorsed it. That's what I want to say. I think the president endorsed it, and they felt entitled to come at us a certain type of way, or to come at people a certain type of way, because the president at the highest level was doing it.
Well, I agree with you. I think all of us would like the temperature to be lower and less racial. I don't think anybody disagrees with that. We might disagree on how it's stirred up, but we all agree on that. Having said that, let me ask you guys on the left. If he officially wins the presidency and they keep the House, which it sounds like they're going to, even though there's going to be some changes, they'll still be majority. And would you want the Democrats to have win the Senate also, or would you want the Senate to be a majority of Republicans for more of a checks and balance? What would you say to that?
More of a check and balance, Bruce.
Excellent. I'm glad you said that, because I'm afraid that if they've got all three, or anybody had all three, that it might go so far left it'll scare everybody. So I agree with you on that, Don. I think that gives some checks and balances. I do.
You know, Bruce, you said something earlier years ago. We've got to learn how to sit down and compromise. Hopefully,
exactly,
that we can start the healing process. Darius, there needs to be a healing process. We need to start the healing process so we can listen to each other. Listen, give a person a chance to get what they're thinking out, and then respond.
We need to listen
to each other.
All right. And if that's a new president and vice president that I don't particularly am excited about, I still would love to see them succeed and us get to exactly where you say. I couldn't be happier if that happens.
Bruce, I kind of want the Democrats to have the Senate as well, and I'm going to tell you why. Because one part of the left agenda that the Republicans will never let through is criminal justice reform. And I want criminal justice reform, and a lot of us on the left do. And I know if the Senate is controlled by the Republicans, they'll never get criminal justice reform through.
Donald Trump already passed justice reform. What are you talking about, Michael?
Yeah.
He already did.
That was window dressing. That wasn't real reform. That was window dressing.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Hey, you guys, I want to say this, though. Michael said something about being gracious and dignified. I do want to tell you guys this. After this process is over, no matter how it goes, if he's certified as president, I will graciously congratulate him and wish him the best, and you guys as well. I don't have a problem
me
with
too.
That at all. So I don't want me wanting things to be done correctly be misinterpreted as me being indignant, you know, and ungracious. That's not it at all. So I do want to say that, and I'll bow out gracefully, absolutely. But let's do it the right way. Let's make sure we remove this cloud.
Yeah, I think ultimately, guys, we all want the same thing. We want the country to move ahead in a way that we're all better off and live stronger lives. And if that's, hopefully that's a stronger democracy. I guess that's what I would say.
Well, now that everybody is kumbaya with everybody, let's get back to where we were going into the sports part. And I wanted to talk to you. I know last week we talked about, Spencer was going to talk a little bit more about college. And I do know that Alabama now is top in the top of the top 25. Alabama's on the top. Alabama, Ohio, then Notre Dame. Is that going to hold there, Spencer, do you think? Because I know Miami is now number 11.
Yeah,
did
for
Notre
now
Dame,
it's going to hold yes, they did. They beat Clemson. It was in overtime.
Did they?
Yeah, Notre Dame won
wow.
in overtime. Yeah. You know, it was a good game, though. I just think it would have been different with Trevor Lawrence there. I mean, the quarterback did good, but I think Trevor Lawrence, you know, he would have – he just would have saw the game just a little differently and probably used his legs a little more. I was disappointed that Dabo didn't use the 6 foot – I think he's like 250 pounds, but I think he should have made him use his legs a little more in some of the situations. But, yeah, congratulations to Notre Dame right now. I think they're going to have to play again in the ACC championship game. They're going to have to see him again regardless, and I think Clemson's still going to go to the college football playoffs, even with this loss. They're only number three, so they didn't drop that much. Number three or number four. They're number four. So
ooh,
they didn't
Notre
drop that much. They still, yeah.
Notre Dame.
No, I think number. Notre Dame, I think Clemson is like what four.
Clemson is four.
Did they drop
Clemson
to four?
Four? So right now,
Clemson
so right now technically. Yeah.
Who's number one right now?
Alabama.
Oh, great, Mr. Saban. Yuck.
And Ohio State is two, Notre Dame is three.
They might be two. Watch out for Florida. So I think Florida has a good chance to beat Alabama this year. If they go hold on to the SEC East and win out, I'm pretty sure they have to play Alabama. Watch out for Florida because they might be the ones to knock them off and to knock them out. They're playing
very good football. They look really good against Georgia on Saturday. I mean, they look real unstoppable.
Really good, yeah.
So I agree with you on that.
Mm-hmm.
Florida is tied with Texas A&M at number seven in the top ten.
Florida Gators?
Yep.
No, I thought Florida was higher than that.
No, Florida is seven, tied with Texas A&M.
I think Florida is going to be right at the top at the end of the season.
Oh, Florida is number six. Oh, okay. Number three.
Number three is Notre Dame. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
So what else is going on? I know that there's been a lot of COVID and a couple of teams that were going to have sports open to the public, and now some of them have shut down. Where are we in COVID-19 and sports, Spencer?
There was actually starting to get a little worse in college and in the NFL. There's a lot of games that were postponed yesterday, about six games because of one team had a lot of cases, so they postponed the game. And that trickles also to the NFL. The Miami Dolphins had five assistants test positive that didn't travel with the team. It's a couple other players in the NFL that tested positive that wasn't able to travel with their team. So it's starting to get a little worse, but I think they're containing the majority of it. They're doing a lot of contact tracing to see if it's who was you around, what time, how that situation goes. So I still think they're doing a good job at it. I think the players could do a better job at it, you know, without going out or just limiting yourself. But I think so far they're still doing a good job, even with some of the players and coaches catching. Still think they're doing a pretty good job.
We know that yesterday was a big day in coronavirus cases, people who are getting it. So we keep touching those marks. We're not seeming to flatten the curve a little bit, but I'm hoping that everyone stays safe as we go along. And I'd like to say to everyone who listened in the show, thank you for listening. Call in and talk to us sometime. We'll be back again next week, same time at 6 o'clock Eastern Standard Time for all those that are listening. All right, guys, we will talk again next week. We all care for each other, so no matter who wins, this team is good.
Everybody have a good and safe week.
Everybody have a wonderful week, and let's start the healing process. I'm
start
glad
the
to
healing
be in America.
Start,
there you go.
Get a band. Get a band.
Bye, 2020.